How about the part that some people would eat in a pig, or they would stuff sausage into? What would you call that?
Pork.
Yeah, but the inside of a pig that you might use to stuff sausage into.
Intestinal tract. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. I hope they don't use the whole tract. It can be kind of boring. Kind of messy too. oh well. Let's see here. If it's time to feed the stock and the horse and do the chores, you might say it's what? If somebody was
time to work.
Okay. And if you had to go out and feed some cows, you know, just judging from what you've experienced in your lifetime, which may not have anything to do with farm animals or not, you know. But if you had to go out to, if you're on somebody's farm and they said, "Here, go feed the cow," and you were standing there at the fence and you had to call the cow, how would you call them? What would you do?
I don't really know.
And what would you imagine? That you, have you ever heard anybody call a cow?
No, not really.
Okay. How about, or any animal, how about calling a horse? How would you call it?
A little bit around. Maybe a whistle.
You whistle? To a horse? Or to a cow?
To a dog, I would. I don't know about a horse, or.
Okay, what about chickens? If you were feeding chickens, what would you
throw the food at?
You throw it out? Would you call them anyway?
I don't know.
Okay. How about if you were on a horse riding it and you wanted to get it moving?
Whoa.
And to get it moving, what would you say?
Right. Yeah.
And you would say to stop it, you'd say.
Oh.
And you'd say, what would you say?
Whoa.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody talk about calling hogs, you know? What? Maybe on TV or something. How would you call hogs?
Hogs.
Just yell hogs?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I would call a hog.
Okay. Yep. And same thing with sheep. Do you know anything about calling sheep?
No.
Okay, just for your information, then, again, these are farm items, and
right.
There are some calls that are fairly consistent across the country.
Right.
Okay. What about when you're going out for a ride, if you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say you got to go to what? What do you got to do to a horse to get them ready to ride them?
Saddle him.
And what else?
That's it.
What about the thing that goes over his head?
Bridle.
Okay. And what would you call that? The bridle
blinders?
Goes in his mouth. No, not the blinders so much, but the bridle goes in his mouth, keeping, you know, the bit or anything. But the thing that goes around his head that you can use to pull his head in two directions. What do you call that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yoke him? I don't know.
No, did you say, I think you said harness earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, harness. No, I don't think I said that. I would use that term.
Would you? Okay, when you're plowing, if you're ever plowing, what do you call those lines that you hit the horse, like horses out there? You've seen maybe seen these old guys out plowing in the field with a horse or something.
Harness, I guess. Ropes, I don't know.
Okay. Just the, how about driving a wagon, you know, the thing that you hold in your hand, you're sitting on the seat and you got these two things in your hand, and they're long and they go all the way up to the horse's head.
I don't know what you would call it, ropes, I don't know.
And they have them on sleighs too sometimes. What do you guide a horse with when you're on the back of a horse, you're holding these things in your hand, what do you guide?
A harness, I guess.
Okay. What do you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Okay. You ever heard anybody talk about when they're out, you got two, like a team of mules side by side, and you might, if you wanted to go one way, you might say one thing, if you wanted to go another way, you ever heard anybody talk about that?
No.
Like he and haw, or
no.
Like G and jaw. If you were standing out alongside the road and somebody stopped and said, how far is it to such and such, you say, well, it's, you might point in that direction, you say, it's just
10 miles in this direction.
All right, what if it was just, say, you know, a few hundred yards, how, you know, what you just want to indicate a short distance, what would you say?
100 yards in this direction.